You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We're all on the same page, and I like to take the thoughts. I told that staff when we came back from the summer that I need a bunch of truth tellers around me. I need guys that aren't going to tell me what I want to hear, but are going to tell me how they see it. And then at the end of the day, I'll be able to assess the information and make a decision, and we'll go with it. And that's been the course so far.
That's Ben Johnson telling some truth. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. And that was Ben Johnson, I think, saying things that you don't hear a lot of NFL coaches say. And that was really what perked our ears from his availability at practice yesterday. It wasn't just that. You don't hear a lot about coaches saying, I want somebody to contradict me. I want somebody to be my eyes when I'm not looking at something the right way. Usually it's, oh, we're all in step, we're all in line, everybody's on the same page. You know, things like that that let you know that maybe the idea of disagreement at the top levels isn't something that's wanted. Even that is different from what we've typically heard in the past.
Layla, I look at Ben Johnson as a guy who is a breath of fresh air for a lot of reasons, a lot of different reasons. An offensive-minded head coach, not just that, but a play caller who has been dynamic in his time in Detroit for not just a one-off season, but for several seasons with the Lions. And now you've got him in Chicago, and you're thinking of all the wonderful things that a great offensive mind can bring to an offensive-starved Bears organization. But on top of that, it's what he's been able to eloquently state in real time as things are going on that has been a breath of fresh air compared to several coaching regimes that we've seen here in Chicago.
Let's just mock this up, right? You're going to watch the first preseason game, and Lou Canales is awesome. So Lou's not the guy here when it comes to sideline reporters for preseason games. But if reporters said this about football team, you wouldn't be surprised. I talked to Coach, and Coach said that they had the best week of practice they've had so far this season. And that's why they're confident playing other team. That was not what we heard from Ben Johnson when he was talking about practice the day before yesterday.
Ben, you said you were disappointed in the practice yesterday. Was that an effort issue, an execution issue?
Execution, 100%. And like I told the skill players on offense, it was more so, I'll fall on the sword on that one. I didn't do a good enough job installing those plays for them to come out and look the way that they looked offensively.
I love it because two things happen here. One, open criticism of it was not the best practice they ever had. But also, when he pointed the finger, he used that opposable thumb. That's a pretty important one on your hand to use. And he pointed back at himself for maybe why that didn't happen. But here's the important thing. The standard has been set from the jump, but now it's being maintained when things aren't their most pristine. And that's all you ask is, hey, it's training camp. Mistakes will be made. Let's just correct the mistakes and have some accountability as we do such.
When we ask the question, when everybody's talking about accountability, what exactly did you mean in 2024? Is accountability in the room with you right now? In this case, it actually was. It's refreshing. And you don't hear a lot of coaches even say that because I think, frankly, ego. They don't want to let their opponent know that they had a bad week of practice because it might lead to a bad game. But in the NFL, they already know what you're going to do. They already have seen. They saw the game tape, and that's why I find this so refreshing. If he doesn't think something is up to his standard, then it's not. Get it better. And at least you're telling us why you want to try.
I just want this to continue what we've seen so far, and that is growth. I don't care really how bad they are right this second, as long as there is growth, Layla. That is the most important thing, continued growth. If it gets stagnant, now we got a problem. Now we're looking a lot like former regimes.
Absolutely. Our Bears trading coverage on The Score is presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And I think one of the other things that you haven't heard a lot about necessarily is somebody exceeding expectations when it comes to the Bears. We talked about it with the Cubs. But when you talk about the Bears, that hasn't necessarily been the case, especially when it's exceeding expectations for a high draft pick, for example. So think about all the discourse that has surrounded Luther Burden when it came to his availability. Then that questioned his, as I like to say, his desire to be on the field. We knew that he was going to miss a lot. I felt like Ben Johnson was just clarifying how he was missing information, not necessarily saying that it was on him because of his hamstring injury. But once he got on the field, the reports about how he was able to perform, yes, there were some setbacks in his initial practice, but like we've said, It's how you're responding to them. Well, apparently in yesterday's practice, he showed out. He impressed people. He was able to show you why the Bears decided to draft him. And I think that that's something that is really important. Ben Johnson talking about how his speed jumped off the tape. That's the kind of growth or at least potential showing up in places that you want to hear out of somebody. Let's listen in, I think, to what Jason Leisure asked Ben Johnson when it came to what Luther Burden was able to do. Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it's only been 2 days and some team drills, and the play speed stood out to me yesterday. I was really impressed with that. Still working on the alignment and the details, as you would expect for a young player, but the play speed jumped off the tape.
All right, so I thought that was the same soundbite, but it turns out that they were two. We go off a Google Doc, and it wasn't able to be fully visible. But that's the point here, I think, is when you consider what he's able to do once he's on the field. Consistency is another matter. This is training camp. I'm not concerned. But I am encouraged to hear that somebody steps on the field. Yeah, you might have had a rough first day once you got back, but then that's how you're showing up the next time.
He was a second-round pick, right?
who should have been a first according to a lot of boards.
Okay, so this is what needs to happen. When a guy is taken that high in the draft, he better step on the field and show you something. So I'm encouraged by Luther Burden III showing you the flashes of why he is so highly thought of as a wide receiver from the play caller on the team in Ben Johnson. Look, it's probably going to take a while for him to get up to speed after having missed so much time when you talk about the OTAs and everything else. But he's out there now. That's the important thing. The hamstring seems like it's fine. And now I'm looking to see how Ben Johnson is going to utilize not only him, but also Rome Odunze, DJ Moore, as we saw some of him in the backfield, Colston Loveland, Cole Kmet. There's a host of offensive weapons. I want to know how Ben Johnson is going to use those chess pieces and how he's going to have the puppeteer under center or in shotgun and Caleb Williams run things. Like, get that thing up and running as quickly as possible. And I know it's not going to be week one of the regular season when it's at full capacity, but it's like the Death Star. You ain't got to be at 100% to be effective. You could blow some things up without being at 100%.
Absolutely. And in either way, I feel better about Bears practice this week because of things like this than I did the week before. And that's the idea. That's what you want out of training camp.
Yeah, remember last Friday what we were talking about and how we're talking Friday? It's a different tone. I'm going to be back out of Bears training camp practice tomorrow, so I'll let you know what I find when I get out there.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to your report on Monday about what you did see. I know Lawrence went out there yesterday because of the radiothon, and I feel like similar sentiments were expressed. Bears off today with a well-deserved day off, so they get back to work tomorrow, and that's why making mistakes is okay. You want to hear it, because if it means that they're getting better, then that's a good thing. You're listening to Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score and the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps. Coming up next, the Cubs had a big announcement today. And if you missed it, let's go over it with the president of business operations, who also was on yesterday for the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon. A lot to catch up on with Crane Kenny. We do that next on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.